drink. Welcome to the 2020 FFFL Playoff Fantasy Football Edition. Brought to you by Steve Zanovic, a.k.a. Revo, and Trojan. Don't forget him. In this episode, we're going to be recapping what happened this year. The winners, the losers. We're going to be talking all of them right here on the podcast. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show. I've got Toby Turcotte, a.k.a. Del Boca Vista. Toby, how you doing today?
Oh, man. You know, I mean, come on. This is bullshit, man. Bullshit.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
I mean, this system's all messed up, man, blah, blah, blah.
Well, look, we'd like to thank you for having us on the show. You know, don't forget to tune in. Thanks a lot. And that's enough of Toby Turcotte. Let's move on. Let's move on to the next guy. We got Chris Kyle on the show. How you doing, Chris? Yep, that's what I thought. The guy's got two names. Now, Chris, why did your parents name you two names and then all your friends decided to give you a third first name? I don't understand. Why do they call you Mo? Well, anyway, congratulations. We know you did a great job. This is your second time, you know, making it to, you know, first round bye. Pretty amazing. I know you did make it to a Super Bowl one year. It was called the Douche Bowl, if everybody recall. Nobody broke 100, and I believe you lost to Ryan Carroll, possibly for his first ring. But you got a pretty good team this year, that's for sure. You know, what do you think was, you know, your method of success? Well, sorry, Mo, that's all the time we have for this show. Stay tuned for tomorrow's show, where we talk to Mark Alvarado, who's also in the playoffs. And potential JJ, Chris Carroll. Tune in and don't forget, sponsored by Trojan. Don't forget them.